pool. And he had. "Master," the four lesser said, "he really did not want to let the baby go, but to have this work, his son had to live with the enemy, be raised as one among them. His son had to know their language and their culture and their ways. His son had to know where they lived so he could go and slaughter them." The Omega forced himself to give the infant over to his four lesser. "Leave him at the gathering place I forbade you to sack. Swaddle him and leave him, and when you return here I shall draw you forth unto me. Whereupon you shall die as I so will it," the Omega finished to himself. There could be no leaks, no mistakes. As the four lesser did some fawning, which would have interested the Omega at any other time, the sun came up over the cornfields of Caldwell, New York. From upstairs, a soft, fizzling sound bloomed into a full-blown fire, the burning smell announcing the incineration of the female's body, along with all the blood on that bed, which was just lovely. Tidiness mattered, and this farmhouse was brand new, built especially for the son's birth. "Go," the Omega commanded, "go and carry out your duty." The four lesser left with the infant, and as the Omega watched the door shut, he yearned for his